See, if parents want a little break on Valentine's Day, they can bring their kids to the YMCA all night. So they can go out, the kids can stay there. We're having a Valentine's lock-in. It's going from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m. And when I tell you the kids are going to just take over the Y, that's what they're going to do. They can swim, they can play in the kids' gym, they're going to play sports, crafts, something about pizza, I don't know, some kind of games. You know how it goes down at the Y.
Okay, that sounds like a very appealing.
What's the age range on that by chance?
You cannot come, you are too old.
No, I want to dump the kids.
It's 5 years old to 11 years old.
You can get one of them.
I can get one of them in there. Yeah, that's, the other one's way too cool and too old for that.
Too cool.
What else is happening that you guys are really kind of making sure you want folks to know about?
Well, we got a middle school dance coming up at the end of February. Let's see, what is going on pretty quick here? Well, a new session for programs is coming up right around the middle of February. So keep your eye out for that because we always have stuff going on, like acting classes. We have brain fit classes. We have after school fitness stuff. We always have swimming. I mean, it's the YMCA. Everybody learns to swim there. So there's lots of stuff going on always.
We've talked several times over the last year here in particular about events and activities that are geared toward children. But you're really also looking at making that family approach in there that the parents can take part as well.
We do. And we even go as far as offering family fun nights. And it's one night a month where families can come and get together and do crazy things like, well, I guess it's not that crazy, but to me it is. Snowshoeing, they can go sledding, cooking together. I think snowshoeing is the craziest thing. You strap these things on your feet and you walk through the snow. I don't know. But families can
get together. Where is it you're going then? You're leaving and you're going to where?
Texas.
Okay.
A lot of times we drop the kids off and then, you know, they're running around exercising and we go off and just do whatever. You want that family thing. Well, you really encourage that.
And that's what's really cool about the YMCA. You know, parents can come in and work out and they can be sure that their kids are having fun, that they're safe, that there's always something for everyone to do at any given time in the YMCA. So really, it would be a great place for families to come.
And one of the things I know that sometimes does come up for families is the issue of worrying about the expense of being a member with the Y, and that's where the Strong Kids campaign comes in. Tell us a little bit about how that works and how folks can get involved.
Strong Kids is so important. We do not turn anyone away for financial reasons. So anyone who feels like they want to be a part of the YMCA, they need to come and apply and fill out a Strong Kids application. The committee meets once a week, and it's really quick, a really simple process for families. Now, on the other end of that is the raising funds part. Last year, we gave over $90,000 away, but we only raised a little bit over $50,000. This year, our goal is to raise $109,000. We see, you know, with the economy, like a growing need from people who never had the need before. So we really want to make it possible for everyone to come. So we really need people to come and be captains on our Strong Kids campaign. And that's really simple. All we ask is that you ask five people or just come be on the team or just donate. It's so simple to get involved. And it really does make a difference. I mean, I can give you examples like it sent over 12 kids to Resonate Camp. It's helped over 40 plus kids go to days off program. It's helped so many families come and be closer and work out and get healthy.
Especially too with people's work schedules changing and needing daycare that didn't need daycare before, or need a place for the kids to be.
Definitely.
That's really a good option because, I mean, people's lives are changing a little bit right now.
It really is. And when school's out, we're in because we know that that need is there. And that's what we look for. We look for what the community needs and we try and go in and fill it.
Well,
best we can.
With that kind of a goal, how can folks get involved if they do want to help out the Y?
You know, they can just stop in and see anyone at the front desk. They can call Lisa Coombs-Giroux, that's our CEO. They can check out our website, which is www.ymcamqt.org. See, I keep studying. or 227-YMCA. It's just that easy.
Okay, real quick. Lock-in coming up for Valentine's.
Yes.
And same numbers, same information?
And you know what else I forgot to tell you guys?
I have no idea.
We have a Mommy's Day Out for preschoolers coming up February 19th. So moms with your preschoolers, drop them off. They'll take part in this whole pirate-themed day from 2 to 4. It's fantastic. I'm excited. Yay.
R. R.